very frustrating when you lose. You know, I mean, we obviously gonna make mistakes in every game, whether we win or lose. But you know, when the results a loss, it's very frustrating.
At what point does the run defense kind of concern you, knowing that you haven't been able to stop it? Keep running back this year.
Well, it's definitely a concern when you give up yards after yards after yards. You know, it's definitely a concern. I think we know what the problems are, but you know, just getting them fixed is becoming another problem. You know.
What are some of the problems? I mean, is it just missed assignments, missed tackles?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, gap responsibilities. You know, missed tackles. I mean, all that stuff shows up. You know, anybody who doesn't know much about football can tell that. So, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure it out. But you know, it's gonna take a little work to get it done.
So, is it more the execution than the scheme?
Yeah, I think so. You know. One thing I don't do is put it on coaches. I mean, they're going to take responsibility of some bad calls because they're going to make some. But one thing about it, we still got to execute. And we know what's good and what's bad and what's going to help us. We just got to still go out there and get it done.
So little contact you guys have during the week. How do you improve your tackling?
Well, really,
not you personally.
At this point in your career, you shouldn't have a problem with it at all, with anybody, you know. One thing about it is it's not about the technique, it's the attitude. I mean, do you want to get a guy on the ground? And, you know, I pride myself in not missing any tackles. And, you know, I hope I got 10 guys around me that feel the same way.
Game coming up this week. How much, considering what you play in your position, are you looking forward to maybe this game, knowing that they're going to throw the ball a lot?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to throw the ball, but they obviously have a good running game, and we haven't stopped the run all year, so I know they're going to do that. Peyton Manning is great. Game manager, and he does a great job of finding out what the weaknesses are. And, you know, one thing about him, he will exploit you if you mess up, and we don't need that.
You already think he knows the weakness in
him? Every defense has a weakness, and he knows that. And one thing about it, you got to make plays. You got to get pressure on him. You got to make tackles. You can't miss tackles.
What do you think of what Brandon Marshall's doing right now out there?
Doing good things. I mean, he's consistent. He's done it back-to-back weeks, making big catches, and I expect that from him every week because he's a great talent, and I'm sure he expects that from himself.
What do you think is the difference between last season and this season for him?
Growing up, you know, a little bit, maturing, getting more comfortable in the offense. All that plays a factor in a receiver, you know, playing well.
Is he a guy who maybe people still don't know in the league, so he can catch some people by surprise, or
Some people, but it's hard to do that, catch people by surprise in this league because people study so much.